The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Remember, Chuck, I remember seeing this. You actually went on it, which I couldn't believe, the Tennessee Goat Coaster.
Yes, I've been on I've been on one of those a couple times.
Did someone almost get attacked by a bear?
Oh, geez.
On a Tennessee Goat Coaster.
On the coaster?
Oh, geez. Mm.
It was like sitting in one of the carts?
It got onto the track.
Oh, man.
Well, the track is just like right there on the ground, basically.
Yeah. It's like a backyard roller coaster.
Yeah, and really it's more like a controlled sled.
Oh,
that just goes down a mountainside.
It's like one pipe or whatever.
Yep, one rail. It just goes down it.
Yeah. So, dude was on this ride in Gatlinburg when he spotted the mother bear and two cubs getting ready to cross the track up ahead.
That's nuts.
And trying to figure out,
that break.
Can I stop this thing? Here's what happened, how it all played out here from NBC 10 in Tennessee. Take a listen.
This is Anna, and she is one of our favorite bears here on the property. Anna has been with us probably since we opened in 2017, and she received her name because of Anakista. So Anna is from the name Anakista. Oh, those two little cubs of Anna's, they're adorable. They follow Anna everywhere, and we see them up in the trees sometimes, and they are frequent visitors to the area here of the park. Occasionally, there are bears that will pop out at unexpected times, and we have our managers on duty that are fully trained in our bear protocol standards. We work closely with TWRA here in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, and I would encourage if you were to encounter a bear.
Oh my goodness. Hit that break, dude. Hit that break. Hit the break, dude.
What a precarious scene.
There's nothing you can do.
Anna's not the only bear here on the property. We do see several families. One is a bear with three cubs that our staff has lovingly called Goldilocks because of the three bears. And another bear called Scrappy. And, you know, I guess our bears just enjoy our wide open spaces and our fresh mountain air just like our guests here at Anakista do.
So one of the most terrifying things about those goat coasters, so if someone chickens out and they start hitting the brake every 2 seconds, there is someone behind you coming up at 1,000 miles an hour.
Oh, just ram you,
that
right?
Does not have any fear.
Oh, no.
Usually it's a child. Because, you know, if you're Rowan or one of his buddies, they don't think about death. They don't think about anything like that. And they will come up and they will blast you into next week. So this person right here who's taking her sweet time slowing down on that hill, you can see, like, you can't even see. The next person coming is going to be coming in white hot.
That's crazy.
And wouldn't that just blow that cart off the track then? No, like
I don't even know what would the carts are have like wheels that keep them stuck on that center rail. So I don't think they would go anywhere. But I mean, I would be more worried about the person in the back who's going 1,000 miles an hour and rams you. Like, what happens to them? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Both probably get whiplash and neck injuries. But it's like, you don't want to hit the bear either.
No. Or get close to cubs with a bear mama there.
Well, and that's exactly what it was. It was a mama and two cubs crossing the track.
Yeah.
And the cub was just sitting on the track.
Yes.
Yep.
He was like, this is fine.
So you hit the bear cub. Mama bear's like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be it.
That's super sketchy. I'm surprised they let them. They don't have more kind of bear preventative things around the tracks.
Right, exactly, like a fenced-in area?
Fence or a cage or something.
They're probably not allowed to, because then the bears wouldn't be able to get across, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they got to let them.
It's a different kind of place.
Tennessee. Yes, Tennessee.
I'm surprised Chuck Luck, too, didn't have him attacked by bears when he was on this thing.
I am shocked. It did rain while I was on the dumb thing. But
it rained while you were on the coaster?
Oh, yeah. When I got to the top, it started pouring. Like, all right, I guess it's my turn.
Vacation of the century.
Mm-hmm.
Vacation of the century. Oh, and it's Chuck Luck, absolutely.
Terrible.
But, yeah, so luckily no one was injured there, so that's the good thing. I've been meaning to show you guys this bear video, too, and I keep forgetting. Did you see this? There was a dude napping by his pool in Massachusetts.
Oh, yes.
And a bear's like in his, like, test in the water and then sees the guy. I was like, what's that? And like swats his foot. And the guy wakes up like he's asleep by his pool. And then he wakes up to a bear like swatting his foot.
Oh, my God. This could happen to Dave, but it'll be a cougar. It'll be a cougar.
Yeah. So this Massachusetts family's home security camera recorded the
moment. There's Dave asleep in his chair.
He's always asleep.
I always take a sleep out there in the sun. He was taking a nap next to his pool. So first the bear is a little curious, trying to see what the temperature is of the water and stuff.
Bears love a pool.
Yeah. Matt Bett was taking a nap next to the pool in the backyard of his Greenfield home when a bear wandered into the backyard through an open gate. Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's like, hey, what's that guy doing over there? Yeah. So the bear wanders slowly over to him, kind of sniffs his foot first, what is this? Then, like, touches it, like, what is that?
Give him a little touch.
And then Matt woke up, and the bear's like, oh, damn, he's alive!
He's lucky that bear was startled by that.
That crazy or what?
I would have loved to see Dave's reaction. It would be much different.
Oh, goddamn whore bear!
Dave starts napping with his bear mace.
Yeah.
I know, it's probably a good idea.
Should have kept it.
That's Matt stayed calm. I guess he knew that he had like a chair and a stool there to protect him. But,
I don't think that's going to stop.
Yeah, probably.
A bear would eat me so fast on one of those lay down chairs because I'd be like a turtle on its back.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Trying to get it. I can't escape the bear's grip.
It's got you.
Yeah.
It's got you.
But pretty amazing footage there of, you know, that bear.
The bear touches your foot and you just start giggling.
Yeah, you like think someone's like it. Yeah,
it's like
later,
a dream.
Oh, baby.
It's like a butterfly or something.
Oh, stop it. You want a little sugar? You know where to touch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, less teeth, baby, less teeth. Oh, no! Less teeth, baby.
You wild.
Yeah, for a second, you're like, ooh. You got a little frisky, baby.
Ow, baby. Oh my God,
it's eating your foot.
Yeah.
He's lucky.
His foot must have stunk.
He was definitely figuring
that out. That's why he was like, oh, and then he gave it a tap. He's like, what is this stinky thing?
Sleep giggling. You're like,
he does give him just the most gentle little boop.
Yeah.
With his paw.
After the sniff. It's like a, what's that?
He's like, let me touch it.
Oh, can I just boop. Try what that is? He's like, oh, damn, it's alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I love
Amber
that.
Would sleep through that whole thing.
Yeah. She'd be like, hey, baby, what's up? Baby, no, baby, don't move me, baby. No, I don't need to get up, baby.
Yep.
The bear would be snug.
I do love that they say he stayed calm, but the fact that he woke up and probably opened his eyes and saw a bear running away. That helps you stay calm that the bear is running away.
Yeah.
If it would have just been sitting there.
Well, yeah, it's the right bear for the right foot.
Yeah.
That bear got out of there. That bear getting scared like that.
The bear was like, oh my God! It's alive! Holy smokes!
At first, the bear was like, look at this place. He's like, it's got a little pond here.
This is great.
It's
I can swim. I think there's some meat on that chair.
It's paradise. I've entered paradise.
Yep.
No, it's alive. Live meat.
Yeah, that's still, that would still freak you the hell out.
Yeah.
I'd be less naps by my pool after that.
Right.
Sure. That'll change. I get a little toe tap from something.
Just got to go take a nap in the bear cage.
Yeah, but luckily everyone was fine and the bear just scampered off.
Yeah,
everything was good. All right, so James, 200 nude men are running towards you.
Yes.
What do you do?
Keep officiating.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
And see where they're going.
Yeah.
What if you found out they were all escaped inmates?
Mm-mm. Ooh. Better start running.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm going to run for cover.
That's where you wish you weren't as good looking.
Would want to do? I'm going to strip naked and try to blend in with the crowd.
Blend in.
Like I think I fit in with my tattoos and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, you know, a chubby guy with tattoos running with all these.
That's a great idea.
That's the only way I'm going to survive.
Get nude. You'll either turn them on or blend in. One of the two.
The ones that get turned on, well, I don't know what I'm really going to do.
It's a James train at that point. Running a train on you, James.
I'm the caboose.
Yeah. It's not good.
The James prison train, not the train he really
not
wants
the ride
to be
I
on.
Go on.
No. It just happened, though, in Uganda. Over 200 naked male prisoners escaped jail, broke into an armory, and then fled into a remote wilderness area.
Nude?
All nude. What they did was they knew that they would be spotted in their distinctive yellow prison suits.
Ditch them.
Yeah. So they all got nude.
And they rid of them.
Every single one got naked. That was their plan.
Wow.
To make sure they couldn't be found so quickly. The jailbreak occurred yesterday afternoon near the army barracks in the district of Marato. They overpowered the warden that was on duty. The prisoners, by the way, James, hardcore criminals.
Oof.
Ooh.
Yeah. Bye-bye booty.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye-bye booty. I don't want to see that.
And where was this?
James Campbell stars in Bye-bye Booty.
Yeah. Bye-bye Booty. The most erotic film ever created.
Yeah.
Big donger.
Yep.
What all coming straight for me.
Running with BBC.
Bye-bye booty.
In the distance, you could just hear like the slaps of balls and dogs.
Oh, my God. Faintly. So it wouldn't even be faint. It'd be a loud slap.
Like thunder cracks.
Yeah.
What is that?
The screams and the screams.
A stampede of new dudes!
You just hope you pass out. You just hope you pass out.
I'd be like, play possum. Play possum and tighten my belt so I don't rip my pants down.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, it's going to happen. So they all took up their clothes to avoid being spotted. They ran into the foothills of Mount Marato. They describe it as a wilderness area. They say the pursuit is continuing. They are warning, though, people in the area that prisoners may raid their homes for clothes.
Yeah.
It's scary.
They're going to have to get some clothes because I know their jumpsuit would have given them away, but being nude also gives you
a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Prison authorities and local officials have not commented on it yet.
God.
Scary moment.
Yeah, it is. 200.
It's embarrassing when 200 of your prisoners get away.
Yeah, you're like, oh, jeez. One guy guarding them. One guy.
I lost all 200 of the nude murderers.
Whoopsie.
It's been a rough day. They overpowered me, and then they just ran dong first out into the wilderness together.
They were nude?
They were nude. Nude as could be giant dongers.
Is that how they overpowered you? You just were mesmerized?
I froze up when I saw
them. Yeah, you were mesmerized.
I get it.
I've been there. Well, you're like, you can't understand it. You can't even comprehend it.
It makes no sense.
It does.
The size of some of these things.
I know. I thought I was looking at a guy like a third leg.
And I'm thinking about just getting a gas station gig or something, man.
Something else.
This is hardcore.
It's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, I got so much paperwork.
200.
200 naked murdering prisoners.
With giant dongers.
I'm going to be doing paper nut work all week.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't want to be the guy that loses 200 murders.
No.
That's it for my prison work.
Don't you feel like the guy's not with us anymore? The overpowered guy.
You don't think he made it?
Guys, it's 200 murderers.
Right.
That had to overpower one person. He's not with us anymore.
No.
Come on.
And they don't say that there was a firefight, two of the escapees and one soldier injured. Mm. They don't say anything about the warden.
Oh. That was probably when they went into that armory, right? Because they broke into an armory.
The warden has got to be like, go, and I'm doing nothing.
Oh, yeah. Just go.
Yeah. What could you do at that point?
Nothing.
No.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, got a question for you right now. What's the worst thing you've ever had in your hands? I know what mine is, but what's the worst thing you've ever had in your hands? It's all because of a story about what a guy discovered at a beach, and we'll tell you about that in a second. But if you want to chime in, 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number, 1-855-954-6969. A dude enjoying a day at the beach in Wisconsin was left speechless when he picked up a brain.
A brain?
A whole brain.
That's one of the worst things you could pick up.
It was.
It's not good.
A brain.
Human brain.
Yes. Here's the story from Fox 6 in Wisconsin. Take a listen.
Racine police are still trying to figure out if the brain that was found here along the beach at Samuel Myers Park is human or not. But for the man who found it, still hard to believe.
Right in this area.
Jimmy Senda says you never know what you'll find along the shoreline. Each morning, the construction worker takes a stroll on the beach.
Collecting sea glass and random stuff because I like to do artwork at home with just stuff that I find.
But what he found Tuesday morning?
I don't even know how to explain it. It didn't register as a human brain.
Oh,
I was just
God.
Like, what is this?
Definitely out of the ordinary.
It's wrapped
I came
in
across
foil?
The square package wrapped in aluminum foil, and around it had a pink rubber band. So curiosity got to me, so I popped it open, and it looked like a chicken breast, kind of. So I was like, it took a little bit for it to really, what was going on. It was a brain.
As well as some flowers and what appears to be paper with Mandarin characters. Senda says he found some city employees working nearby and asked them the same question.
And they're like, yeah, that's a brain.
Senda then called police.
And they said, yeah, it looks like a brain.
Senda, who normally walks the beaches farther north, says it's been a while since he'd been to Myers Park. And on some level, he's glad he went.
Because there's a lot of kids and family that are down here. And what happens if a kid would have found it?
Racine police telling Fox 6 that the brain isn't believed to be human, but are waiting on official confirmation from the Racine County Medical Examiner's Office.
I thought that too. I thought it looked a bit big to be
Did
a human
it look like
brain.
So they cooked it.
Well, I have the unedited pictures up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, so you can see them as well.
Or was it just rotting?
Yeah, I mean, it was in aluminum foil. I wonder if, oh my God.
It. But
do you think it looks bigger than a human brain?
So it's like a cow brain. It could just be the perspective I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. It just looks so big, right?
Yeah.
But maybe it's tinier than I thought.
See, my only thing is like because of the it looked like Japanese writing or something. Maybe it's like the brain of some kind of sea creature that was meant for cuisine. Or...
That's what I'm wondering if it was like someone was going to look. There's flowers inside of it.
Yeah, it's all wrapped in foil.
It's an Asian zombie's lunch that he dropped.
Or like maybe like some kind of there was like a shipwreck of like food, like odd. You know how they always like smuggle in odd foods and things? Like maybe it's something like that. But that's an alarming find for that guy.
Oh my God.
I don't even want to stroll on the beach anymore.
I walk the beach all the time. I never want to find a brain. I don't want to find a brain.
Oh God.
My God, no. I don't want to find a foil package.
I wouldn't go rooting around in it.
No.
Would you open, if there was a foil package on the beach, would
probably
you open
with
it?
A stick, I'd probably stick it and rip part of it open.
I wouldn't open it. That's for someone else to discover.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a brain bake rather than a crime bake.
Asian brain bake.
But I just don't know why. Why is there paper in there? You know, like
to wrap it up. You know, when Amber's relatives came back from India, remember they brought that horrible bread that had expired?
Yeah.
It was wrapped in paper.
Oh,
yeah.
So maybe that's just that it's like a brain, almost like a butcher shop would just wrap the brain in paper,
foil paper.
And then they'd put the foil in. And I wonder if they plan to maybe bury it and cook. I don't know how you cook a brain.
No.
I've seen them.
Sure.
They eat crab brains in on that Iron Chef show.
But don't they eat cow brains? Like, can't you get cow brains in like, some grocery stores and stuff?
Can you find me a cow brain right now?
Don't they have another name too, like sweetbreads or something?
No, that's balls, isn't it? Isn't sweetbread balls?
No, I
thought
it was
oysters. Something oysters. Rocky Mountain oysters.
What?
I thought sweetbreads were balls too.
I did. Maybe was
like another animal's balls,
like sheep balls or something.
Throat.
Pancreas.
Mm.
Typically from a calf or lamb. But what are
what are brains?
Lamb's testicles called?
I get angry at sweetbreads.
Yeah. You get mad at them?
Because it sounds so nice.
Yeah. Lamb fries. You're like, ain't nothing sweet about you, sweetbreads.
Nope. Lamb fries or lamb balls.
Man. There's just so much other good meat to eat before you get to the ball and brain stuff. Yeah.
Of course. All right, so we're looking to see if you can...
What's a cow brain look like? You see, you looked up cow brains for sale, unfortunately, is what popped up.
All right, we'll just go to...
And you could buy a human scalp.
Beef brain. Go.
I just want to see one. See, because doesn't that look like what it was?
It does it? I don't know if it does. Let's go back. Compare the brains.
God, that's gross.
It had the three sections to it. That one there has three sections.
Unfortunately, I have to go. Oh, I've lost it. Another post, but what else?
My God.
But that's cow brains.
Yeah.
So who knows? Cow brain. Still haven't determined what this brain was. What's the worst thing you've had in your hands? That's the question now after this guy picked up a brain on the beach. Jamie's in Port Huron. What was it for you, Jamie?
Hi. My husband used to clean out houses for banks when they were foreclosed. And he took our buddy, who happens to be a very prim and proper Christian man, with him to help do a few. And my husband found a little treasure in a closet, and he thought it'd be funny to throw it at our friend. And he said once he let it go, he realized that it was a bad idea. But our friend snatched it out of midair, and it happened to be the biggest, slimiest blue dildo you've ever seen.
Oh, it was slimy? It was slimy.
You got to wash those things properly.
Moist, yeah.
Oh, you don't want a moist dildo.
No, you
dildo slime is a.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you're going to use it,
yeah. But if it's not yours, you don't want
a random
dildo.
One is bad.
Oh, yeah. That's bad. That's super bad.
A stranger's.
The worst thing you guys know, the worst thing I've ever had in my hands was that teratoma.
Yeah, well, no, that was a half of a. That unfortunate was a skull.
What I first thought was just a big chunk of hair, and then when I lifted it out of the water because it got tangled in my hand at the beach in Mexico, I realized there were teeth also in it. That's so messed up.
That was a Cuban.
I'm going to believe it was just skull. Like a toothy, hairy mass, a teratoma. Chuck believes it was a skull, but I didn't see skull parts. I just saw teeth and hair.
That's my favorite. Every time you're like, it's a teratoma.
Yeah, he is.
It was completely just a teratoma. Everybody knows a teratoma.
That's all it was, hairy, toothy mass.
Yeah, it was like a tuma. Yeah.
A tuma, yes.
Did the teeth in the teratoma skull that you found, were they lined up? Mm. Or were they random?
A couple of them were, I think.
Oh.
See, that's where it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it all happened
it's
so
a split
fast.
Second, right?
And the worst part was the hair was tangled in my fingers, right? Yeah. So it took me like four shakes to get it off of me
as I was hair. Like, get that guy's hair off you.
Yeah.
Something you'll never forget.
Never, ever in my life.
No.
Little did I know that day that I was frolicking in the Mexican beach. That a tooth-filled hair mask would get entangled in my
skull. You don't expect it.
It's just so crazy because you know it was a skull.
It's the remains of somebody.
It was like that big.
That's all that's left of that guy, cartel-wise.
Yeah, I mean, like the sharks got some.
Yeah.
Sharks can't eat the teeth.
Yep.
So the question for you is, what's the worst thing you've ever had in your hands? 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. You can text us at 46969 as well. Faye's in Tampa. Hi, Faye.
Yeah. So I spent a couple of years planning Airbnbs, and one of the more regrettable items I was able to find was tucked under the bed was what I thought was a towel, but it was harder than a rock and had a couple brown streaks to it. And trying to fit that in a garbage bag, it started to tear the bag.
So wait, was it like someone's jerkin towel?
Or a diaper?
Yeah, essentially a little bit of both.
Oh, so like a jerkin towel that they wipe their ass with?
Yeah.
Oh,
wiping drinking towel.
Yeah, a cleanup towel.
A lot of nonsense. First time caller, and very much enjoy your show. And one last thing.
Penis. Very well done, and a penis to you.
Penis to you.
Thank you, sir.
And the same to you.
And also to you. You don't want to find. I mean, jerking towel is bad enough, but
that seems like a cleanup rag for all sorts of bad stuff.
I was putting something up in some hotel. I can't even remember when it was or where it was, but I was putting something up on the shelf in the closet. And I felt something, and I pulled it. It was a large pair of panties.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I was like,
large pair. Why did you pull it, huh? Do you, like, think back, like, why did I pull on that?
I'm like,
why?
What are you thinking, dude?
Why?
It's gross.
That just gave me, like, a big flashback to the Red Lobster.
Yeah.
So we had, like a coat closet near the front entrance with, like, an old-school Red Lobster. And, one of the girls there at the front desk, there was something stuffed up in the corner. She's like, what is that? Someone must have pooped themselves.
And shoved it up there.
And they stripped their underwear off.
And then shoved them up. Oh, my God. How long do you think they were there for?
Who knows? Could have been there for years.
Yeah, that's what I mean, right?
Could have been there for years.
I think there's a certain subsect of poopers, pants poopers, that stuff their poop pants in just places you'd never imagine. James? What do you think, James? Weigh
in. Sorry, I was reading a very, very dark-sided text message.
Yeah, so like we're talking about people shoving their poop pants places. That guy, the old guy's pants, he left them in the gas station or
they would
grocery
leave
store
them
bathroom.
Everywhere. Yeah. They'll leave them in the fitting room. They'll leave them in the bathroom. They'll try to flush them down the toilet.
Yeah.
They'll shove them on a shelf behind cereal boxes, anywhere that they can.
Oh, my God. Behind the toilet's a big one, I think.
Of the worst Easter egg hunt you've ever been on. And that's where you'll find the poopy pants.
Oh, no.
No thanks. Someone said, worst thing ever in my hands, my teeth after a car accident.
Yeah, that sucks. Oh, God.
Spitting your teeth out.
That's the jibs.
That's no good. Keith in Rhode Island. Hi, Keith. Good morning.
First of all, prepare to peg.
As an armada of ships to the west that draws nigh, I'm watching them approach shore.
What should we do, Zach?
I think it's time. Prepare to peg. Peg! Peg!
Jesus.
They were close.
Yeah, they were. Had to go quick.
It was hard and fast. Keith, so what was it?
All right, so I was plowing with my stepfather, and the salt spreader wasn't working. So he pulls over. And he tries to realign the belt, and the belt snapped, and it cut through two of his fingers. And he starts screaming. So I get out of the truck, and I go over there, and one, his pointer finger was dangling by a piece of skin, and his middle finger was gone from the second knuckle up.
Jesus Christ.
And so you had your stepdad's finger in your hand?
Yeah. It was like 6 a.m. We were outside of some store, and I'm just looking for his finger in the snow. Ooh. And I found it, and I picked it up. I took a rag out of my pocket, and I picked it up. And then we had to, like, because we didn't have our cell phones on us, so we had to bang on the window of the store. Luckily, there was somebody in the store that we were at. I don't remember what store it was. But he was like, no, go away. I'm not open yet. And I was like, no, this is an emergency. He's missing fingers over here.
I would have made a finger snowball. No, keep that thing.
Pack it in ice.
I would
have. I'm sure I would have the balls to pick up a finger if it was one of my loved one's fingers.
Yeah.
But I'd make some real bad noises.
It'd be weird.
Yeah,
I'd be totally have to weird. Do.
But you have to do it. You got to do it.
Yeah. Snowball.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
John's next. Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Ripcord
to you. What's the worst thing you've ever had in your hands, John?
Seen a lot of things being a cable guy going to people's houses, but the worst one by far is, long story short, woman stayed home from work. She had a condition, we will call it. We picked up her remote, and it was very gooey and sticky.
Oh, no.
Grabbed a new remote, come back inside. She kept disappearing on us for about a half hour. Finally, we finally got a hold of her, and we asked her, you know, where do you keep disappearing to? What's going on? She said, I have a condition. Every roughly 5 minutes or so, she had to go take care of business.
Oh.
Otherwise, it was excruciating pain. And then when we left, we realized all the stringiness between...
Since they got lady juices on their fingers for the remote control.
No. Yeah, I knew the remote was in her. I knew the remote was there.
Jeez.
I knew the remote was there.
Lady juice.
Lady juice.
Oh, and they're just grabbing all these things.
Yeah, like, ooh, that one is a...
string won't come off my finger. Yeah, it just won't.
It just flings and stretches.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I just had the flashback to as well? Remember the listener years ago that found a penis outside a dumpster at that club downtown?
I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah.
That's got to be the worst thing he's had in his hands.
Yeah. Did he really? He never touched it.
I thought they did.
I can't remember.
I don't think he touched it. I think I actually know that guy, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, he revealed to me, like, that was him outside of Harpo's, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that. I remember one time, I think I had just graduated high school. It was like I was like 18 or 19 years old, and I was allegedly tripping on acid with some buddies.
Yeah.
And my one buddy had a dog, and we're all just like chilling there. And the dog went up to this buddy of mine named Scott, and it was like, it like made a noise, but like we're, you know, allegedly tripping balls.
Uh-huh.
So we couldn't figure out what was going on. And the dog had thrown up all over his arm and leg and stuff, but he chilled and didn't know because he was so, he was so messed up on the drugs.
Yeah,
and like, he's like, what is going on? What's in your couch, man?
No.
And I'm like, dude, I think that dog threw up on you.
No, no.
I think it's dog puke.
Oh,
I can't be sure.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. But that's gross.
That is totally gross. Oh, this is a dark-sided one.
Okay.
It came in through the text. Worked for a gas station with a car wash with tow trucks when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Went out on a tow call to help out every now and again. One time, called to a motorcycle accident, really bad.
Oh, boy.
I'd help clean up and stuff. I was told to go grab the motorcycle helmet off the road.
No.
Picked it up.
Head.
Heavier than expected.
Yeah. Head in there.
There was a head in it.
Mm.
We didn't get the info that it was a fatal accident.
You got to give them the heads up.
I mean,
no pun intended.
There it is.
That is. Listen, that's a lifetime of trauma. If I've got a helmet with a head in it, that is.
I've seen a live like, leak video
where you just.
A lady is carrying around her son's head in a motorcycle helmet.
Yeah. If you're going fast enough, there's just nothing left.
It's a bad scene, man. You'll fly right apart.
I was doing CPR on a guy that was drowning while scuba diving. The first time the other guy squeezed the bag to put air into his lungs, the guy's eyeballs popped out.
Whoa! But that's on your hand? Like, why?
I had to put them back in his head.
Oh, okay. There you go. So, the guy was alive?
No, he died. He drowned.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
But I think they're trying to save him. And,
right.
And so his eyeballs popped out. I think they realized. He's a goner.
Oh, my God.
Like a cartoon. I just figured the eyes...
Yeah.
Well, that's it, Frank. I think we can call this one.
Oh, boy. Let me put those back in.
Come on, put them back.
Okay.
Don't include that in the paperwork, okay?
Yeah. It's a whole other chapter.
They pop out like you wouldn't imagine.
Oh, that's...
It's upside down.
That's unfortunate.
Who cares? Looks like he's got cat eyes.
Who cares?
Crystal's in Boston. Hi, Crystal. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty good. What's your comment?
So I work for a hotel, and I occasionally jump in to help with housekeeping, and the refrigerator was pretty warm, so you reach your hand back to kind of turn up the dial knob, poop underwear behind the refrigerator.
Oh. See, they stash it. They are stashers, we've determined.
And I said to my husband, I think someone put it there, and he said, you listen to too much Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Oh, no, they do. They do stash it. I don't know why at that. I mean, because you would just throw it in a garbage can, right?
Hotel garbage cans are like this. You'd see everything in it.
Yeah.
So maybe he was too embarrassed, and he just thought he'd hide it so they wouldn't know it was him. It wouldn't be found for a while.
Yeah. This is somebody that doesn't care.
Yeah.
They're like, listen, I'm out of this room in about 12 hours.
Or if you didn't care, you'd leave them right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Or there's other people in the room that he didn't want them to even discover.
Chuck and I were sharing a room, and Chuck pooped his pants.
I
got
to be like, ooh, I don't know what that smell is, but...
Yeah, something's rotten.
Couldn't
in this
you
room.
Just like rinse them or something? You know,
that'd be the courteous
put them on
thing.
The back of the, no, or the bottom what I did of to the them. Trash
that's
can.
A lot of work and then a lot of cleanup after you've cleaned up your dirty drawers.
I probably, she worked at a hotel. I bet you hotel workers have some of the worst things in their hands.
Oh,
for sure.
That's awful.
Right?
They look under the mattress and they're
doctors
like,
and nurses, medical professionals, of course. They get all sorts of stuff, but hotel workers too. Crazy, crazy stuff they've had to pick up, I'm sure. Yeah.
There's nightmares under the mattress every time.
Someone said, my dog grabbed something out of the trash can in the bathroom. My dad told me to grab it from him. I held out my hand, told him to drop it. He plopped down a horribly bloody tampon.
Oh, no.
Bad boy.
Yeah.
Oh, bad.
No.
No.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Am I good boy?
No.
No.
No, you're a bad boy. Drop it.
Good drop.
Drop it.
Good drop.
Oh, God.
Good drop, a bad boy.
A similar situation, not with a dog, though, with a young kid babysitting. The 7-year-old I was watching said he had a surprise for me. Put out your hand. I couldn't see what he was sticking in my hand. It was toilet paper with poop in it.
There you go.
Just take care of that. There you go. Enjoy that.
Is that like an evil 7-year-old or who hates the babysitter or what? What's going on there?
I don't know.
I'd be worried about the dark side.
Yeah, I'd be very worried.
If he laughed afterward, if he was like, then you got some problems.
Kind of like an evil 7-year-old laugh. Amity is in Detroit. Hi, Amity.
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty good. Worst thing you've ever had in your hands?
Me and my boyfriend were staying at a pretty nice hotel, and I dropped something on the side of the bed, and I went to pick it up, and I got a used condom in my hand.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
My God.
And it was wet.
Still moist. Still moist.
Yes, it was moist, and it was so disgusting.
Did you ask to change rooms?
I didn't. I just went and took a shower and everything, and then I went and bought cleaner and sanitized the whole place.
Someone had fresh sex right there.
Put me in the king emperor suite.
Yep.
And give me 4 extra free stays.
Yep.
This person said, my uncle used to race sprint cars, and at one particular race, a man lost his arm in an accident.
Mm.
Well, my uncle found it, put it in a cooler. He commented about how heavy it was, though.
Some weight to an arm, yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Like carrying around.
That's a certain kind of person. Because like Dave was saying, like you could do it for like your loved one. Like pick up something like that. I don't know if I could.
Like pick up someone's arm.
For a loved one, for sure. It'd be a tough call if it was just a stranger.
I just might faint.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't be ready for it. Be like carrying around a weird brisket.
Yeah, right.
Mm. You know? And you're holding it by the hand or something.
I don't know
you're
how
shaking,
you hold
its
it.
Hand.
Yeah. Shaking its hand.
I think you hold it like long fingers.
I think you'd have to hold it the other way to make sure nothing leaks out of the.
Stuff's going to leak.
Yeah, it's going to be a leaky thing.
Leaky hands. Stuff's going to leak.
Just leaky. Justin, how you doing?
Oh, penis balls.
Penis to you, sir. Worst balls. Thing you've ever had in your hands.
Oh, dude, it was. I was doing a bed bug job at a hotel. Like the rest of the story, we left the bed. And there's a 9-inch wall banger.
Okay, you can't pull your phone away from your mouth. A there was a what?
9-inch wall banger.
Yeah, there
is
like
a
cup.
Jug of Vaseline missing out of this giant canister. There's half a jug of baby oil missing, and then there's like what looked to be a zucchini melted into the floor.
Are you using that dildo as a phone right now? Because it sounds like it.
Is that your zucchini dildo phone?
It's not coming through good.
Yeah, but we got
piecing it together.
So like a wall dildo, is that what you're saying? Like a suction cup?
9 inches.
Someone had just been found themselves to oblivion.
They had a whole fill them up scene going on.
They just leave it. So you check out of a hotel and you leave your entire pounding setup there with the Vaseline, like everything.
And it'd been there for a while, too, because for the zucchini to be all sort of rotted, because that went in there, too, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, the zucchini wasn't their snack.
Yeah, no.
Jeez, how much stuff do you need to put in yourself in one hotel room stay?
Couple.
That person was up to it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Hey, got a lot to do today in the room after the convention.
Let's see how much I can fit in there.
Yeah. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know. And one more here, as we're talking about this guy who found a brain on the beach in Wisconsin and had it in his hands. What's the worst thing you've had in your hands was the question. This person said, I was unclogging a toilet for a really old guy. Ended up having to remove the blockage by hand.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Ended up being his butt plug.
Hey,
that's where I put it.
I didn't know you couldn't flush those.
Did that fall out of you, mister?
It did. I shot it out of you. Oh, wow. Foul swoop.
A lot of fiber.
And a lot of fiber. Doctors got me on Metamucil, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch that. That's really big. That's a real.
Yeah, I've been doing it. I've been up to it about 40 years. Back there. So, you know, over time, things fall apart.
I get it, man.
That's exactly what happened, right? He forgot he had it in him and thought he had to poop or something. Yeah. And he sat down.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh. It's a memory thing. It's a memory. Yeah.
Where did I put
thing.
That butt plug?
He had so much pleasure the night before. He just passed out. And then he woke up in the morning to dig that deuce. Forgot it was in there.
Oh, no. Just he felt real it. Backed up.
Wow. That feels way better now.
Coming up, it's a white trash alert. What crazy thing did a guy see on the highway in West Virginia? Let's get to that.
White trash alert.
So, this is just a video that's just been shared online. Mm-hmm. It's a guy driving on a highway in West Virginia. God, I'm pretty sure he doesn't swear.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Get ready.
I'm not positive.
Oh, boy.
But here's what he saw.
That's almost guaranteed to swear.
Yeah. So he has passed this person already, and now he's speeding back up to so he can tape and show you what he's saying. He's pulling up behind. It's a pickup truck that he is now racing up behind to get on camera.
Yeah.
Someone is sitting in the back of the pickup truck.
Wait a second. What was he doing?
What was he doing? No, that was a lady.
What's going on there?
The lady's boob is out and she doesn't know.
Oh, well, my God.
West Virginia, you know.
It's down by her waistband.
Such a scary scene.
Just one boob.
And it's like almost like under boob because it's like the wind's blowing her shirt
up.
So
that's what
how
it
saggy
is.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, she see her face, too?
She does not care. She's like, go ahead, look at it.
She's been relegated to the back of the pickup guy. She's sitting with the stuff in the back.
His wife keeps saying, how can she not know? How can she not know?
She knows. I know. I don't care.
Like Meatloaf in Fight Club.
That's exactly what she looks like.
Her boob is right near the... the waist of her pants.
Yeah, yes. It's down there. It's way
and
down
she's
there.
Wearing a sweater. The sweater is flying up because of the wind from the back of the pickup truck. And it is quite a scene.
I feel like this is what you see
in West Virginia.
Yep.
Carol, your boob's out again. I think that driver's laughing at you.
She's like, you know what? It's been too much. I've dealt with too much today. Too much West Virginia stuff.
She hit that bump.
Worry about this boob.
Ray's dying.
Oh, Ray is dying. Ray thinks it's hilarious. Yeah. It is. The only place I can put this is Twitter. So if you want to see it for yourself, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck.
Good old fashioned West Virginia road titty.
Yeah, not what you'd like.
No.
But it's going to be up there for you to see it.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.